What do you think?
I think if a sailor comes down those stairs wearing your dress, you're in a lot of trouble.
Silly Daddy. All the moms from the Quality Time Club are toting their tops to Disney World for an overnight, so I got Scotty and me matching outfits. Are you sure you won't join us? They have this in your size.
Oh, no, they don't.
Harry, I gotta talk to you. Hey, Carol's copying me.
R2.
Please. Charlie, come on, what's on your mind?
It's not my mind, Harry. It's my heart. I met the woman of my dreams. Harry, I'm smut.
True, but I think the word you're looking for is smitten.
Whatever. Her name's Rebecca. We met on the ship, and we did something I've never done with a woman before. Wait a minute. We talked. Sat on the deck under the stars and talked for hours. She said she'd done it before, but it's my first time.
Charlie, this is so unlike you.
This is one high-class babe. Harry, can I invite her over for dinner? I really want to impress her.
Oh, good move, Charlie. Dazzle her with your freeloading skills.
Takes one to know one, Miss Still Lives at Home with Daddy. And I know you copied me.
I did not.
Yeah, please, the both of you, just stop, all right? Charlie, wouldn't it be better to take her to a nice restaurant?
Well, I figured if she meets my refined, sophisticated friend, she'll think I'm like that, too.
I'm glad I won't be here. I'll be at the happiest place on earth.
If this dinner works, so will I.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes.
Rugged and strong and quiet, and I just start to tingle whenever I stand next to him. But all good things must come to an end, so I decided to sell him. Now, the ad must say, new tires, new brakes, runs excellent. And spell that, X-L-N-T. Every penny counts, especially on my salary. Oh, thank you.
I can't believe you're selling your truck.
Oh, you would if you saw the hot little rag top I just put a deposit on. We are talking deluxe or tape.
So, how much are you asking for your truck?
Well, I don't know why you'd want to know unless, of course, you was interested in buying the vehicle, which is academic, because there ain't no way I would ever sell a used car to a friend.
Would you sell it to me?
That's worse.
Come on, Laverne. I always wanted a truck and never going to find one that's been better cared for than yours.
All right, Doctor, I'll think about it. But first, let's take it on a test drive.
Oh, Laverne, that's not necessary. I know the truck drives fine.
It ain't the truck I'm testing, Doctor.
Comb my hair, brush my teeth. Oh, my God. My face got all fat.
Jimmy, that you're scaring the bull.
Harry, I just thought of something. We need a code word.
A code word?
Well, in case I forget my manners in front of Rebecca. I know. If I do something uncouth, you say, snickerdoodle.
And how am I supposed to work that into a conversation?
I don't know. Anybody seen my snickerdoodle?
Hey, I got an emergency. emergency, Ann.
Oh, what's the matter?
It's your garbage disposal. It's clogged with smut.
Let me take a look here. Oh, you know, that's smut, all right. Well, I believe I can do something. Charlie, you hand me that broom, will you?
Cool. This is like the operating room, and I'm your nurse.
Will you stop that?
That's Rebecca. Isn't she great?
Yes. Let her in before her arm falls off. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. Rebecca Kimball, this is Sophia Petrillo. Sophia Petrillo, this is Rebecca Kimball. Rebecca Kimball, this is Harry Weston. Harry Weston, this is Rebecca Kimball.
And now it's time to play You Bet Your Life.
Sophia, that was the best Italian food I've had in years.
Oh, that's not true. The best Italian food you've had in your life.
Thrive, stop that.
Come. Oh, it's okay. I love this guy. What is he?
A dog.
And what a pretty dog you are. You know, Charlie, if I had neighbors like this, I don't think I'd ever go home.
Well, I don't like to impose.
Yeah, and I don't need a phone book to drive.
So, Rebecca, we spent all this time talking about us. What about you? What line of work are you in?
Actually, I'm a little reluctant to say. Sometimes it makes people uncomfortable.
She's a hooker.
Sophia, Rebecca, whatever you do could never make me uncomfortable.
Thanks, Charlie. I'm a minister.
No kidding. A minister. That's just what I was going to get. Excuse me. Harry, shouldn't we check on the snickerdoodles?
Please, excuse us.
Harry, what am I going to do? I'm with a holy chick.
Charlie, just relax.
But she spends Sunday morning in church. To me, Sunday morning is just like really late Saturday night.
Charlie, come on, ministers are people too. I mean, they can date, they can have relationships. I mean, they do everything that we do. Well, that I do.
What if I screw up? She's so good and I'm... Well, how can I put this in religious terms? The anti-good.
Charlie, she likes you. I don't understand that. But she does, so come on, just go and be yourself.
Right, gotcha.
Okay.
Be myself. So we probably should give the extra snickerdoodles to the orphanage. You know what Sister Mary says? Sharing is good. Amen.
So, Rebecca, where is your church?
It's on the corner of Citrus and Canal.
Is that your church? I pass it every day on my way to work.
Well, stop in sometime. Have a prayer on me.
I know where that is. Hey, who comes up with all those catchy sayings on your sign?
Oh, a bunch of guys. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
The Beatles?
It's a great congregation. We do a lot of work in the community. That reminds me, I've got an early morning. We're starting our annual clothing drive.
Oh, I'll walk you to your car.
Well, it was lovely to meet you, and I hope we see you again sometime.
I hope so. Well, good night, all. Thanks for a lovely evening.
Hey, did you see this one? Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors and... Hey, where's all the people? Must be Super Bowl Sunday.
Harry, somebody stole my truck.
What? Are you sure? Wait a minute. Have you looked everywhere?
Well,
I haven't checked the men's room. Of course I've looked everywhere. Damn, I can't believe it. I only had it 2 days.
Boy, Laverne's gonna kill you.
Why? It's my truck. It was locked. I didn't do anything wrong.
No, you didn't, then. Laverne's gonna kill you.
Sorry to duck out on you like that, Dr. Beck. I noticed the truck was pinging, so I run it down to the auto supply and got you a spark plug gaffer.
You took my truck?
Yeah. Readjusted the spacing for you right there in the parking lot. No charge.
Laverne, when I drove my truck in this morning, which is what I like to call it since I wrote you that big fat check, I didn't notice any pinging.
Doctor, believe me, I performed a valuable adjustment on that engine. Now, you wouldn't want to be going down the road and have your fuel injectors conk out, would you?
Well, no, I wouldn't.
You don't have fuel injectors. You got dual carbs. Ain't you read the manual?
Laverne, would you like me to sell the truck back to you?
Don't be silly, Doctor. It's your truck. Although I personally would not park it under them Georgia pines on account of bird droppings and the occasional splat of sap.
Laverne, it's a truck. It's a big metal machine. It gets you from point A to point B. That's it.
Not to me. I worked on that truck. I laughed in that truck. I cried in that truck. A couple of times I... You... Okay. You're right. From this point forward, I am officially disengaging myself from that truck mentally and emotionally.
Good.
There's just one little thing about the truck, Doctor. This Saturday's his birthday.
Oh, this is getting scary.
Hey, I'm not asking to come to the party.
Thou shalt not stand against the grain.
Harry!
Hi. I bought you some stuff for your clothing drive.
Thank you. Every little bit helps. Besides, you wouldn't believe how much money we find in the pockets.
$1.33. I already went through them.
Yeah, come in. Let me give you a hand.
Oh, thanks. Actually, you know, I'm glad you came by. I want to talk to you about Charlie. I think he has a little crush on me.
Yeah, well, maybe a little.
I didn't mean to mislead him. When I met Charlie, I thought he could use a friend. He seemed like such a lost soul.
Yeah, well, Charlie's... He's kind of...
Harry, I know who Charlie is. On the cruise, I asked him if he believed in God. He said he would if he ever woke up next to Christie Brinkley.
Sounds like Charlie, but remember, he didn't know you were a minister.
Oh, Harry, that's sweet, standing up for your friend.
Yeah, well, that's what friends do.
Well, Charlie has great taste in people. I'm really glad I met you.
Me too. I mean, how often does a guy get a chance to sand a pew, you know?
Harry? You're sanding my hand.
Oh! I'm sorry. You probably need that to bless with.
Yeah, well, I really should get to choir practice.
Well, then I probably should give you your hand back.
Right. Do you want to get coffee later?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Great. Well, I really should go, or they'll start choir practice without me. Harry, I never thanked you for the clothes.
I hear correctly? Me? Advice? Oh, that the day has dawned when you, the wisest daddy I know, would come to me for counsel. I am truly humbled.
It'll keep. There's nothing wrong.
No. Stop right there. If it is advice you seek, seek no further. Remember, Daddy, problems are my life.
This is true. It's about Charlie's friend Rebecca. I have a terrible confession. We went out for coffee.
So?
So I went out on a date with Rebecca. How can I do this to Charlie?
Well, is she interested in him?
Well, no.
Dad, please. With Charlie's attention span, he's probably forgotten about her already.
Hey, Harry, look at the gift I got for Rebecca.
Just when you think you've got the boob figured out. Bonne chance, mon père.
Look, it's a religious gift.
Charlie, sit down, please. Charlie, you know how, sometimes you find a woman very attractive and she likes you, but she doesn't have any romantic feelings for you.
Harry, say no more. I have the answer to your pain. Susie Kramer. She'll do it with anybody.
No. Charlie, yesterday I saw Rebecca.
Oh, where?
At the church. I brought some stuff by for her, clothing drive.
You're a good man, Harry. You know, you and Rebecca are probably the two best people I know.
Thanks, Charlie. Look, I don't know any other way to put this, but Rebecca doesn't have romantic feelings for you.
What? Well, how would you know?
Well, we were talking and actually your name came up.
Did you say I was an idiot?
No, we just talked about you.
That's the same thing. Was it just great? What else did you talk about?
Sanding and clothing and, I don't know, lots of stuff. We just sort of hit it off.
Hey, what are you doing hitting it off with my girl?
Charlie, she's not your girl. I mean, she is a minister. I mean, she prays, Charlie. She leads a good, clean life. Think about it.
People can convert. Harry, you stole my girl. I'm going to get a shirt for you. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Get it?
I need to talk to you. I've been thinking about what you said about the truck being a machine and I shouldn't be emotionally attached.
Good. I'm glad you finally seen the light.
Me too. And the light is you're wrong and I want my truck back.
You know what I think it is? You can't stand to see somebody else driving their truck.
Now, Doctor, that is not it at all.
Then what is it?
Okay, well, maybe that's it a little bit.
A little bit?
All right, Doctor, I reckon you're right. Time to move on.
Good. I'm glad to hear you feel that way because I sold the truck last night.
What?
Laverne, you were driving me crazy.
There you are. Here. It's your truck. Do what you want to. Hope you got a good price on it. I mean, I'm not going to ask you how much you got. It's your truck. How much did you get for it?
Laverne.
Sorry.
You know, just to show you, I'm not totally insensitive. Got your little memento.
Oh, my truck. Oh, Doctor, that is so sweet. What is that on the hood? That looks like that. No, who'd you sell it to? I'll call them. I'll tell them how to bust that out.
Laverne, don't bother. I sold it to a movie company. They gonna blow it up.
What a nice surprise.
Well, Rebecca, you look so official.
Oh, well, it helps the wedding couple feel married.
Listen, I need to talk to you, but I see you're rather busy. I can come back later.
Don't be silly. Stay. This won't take long, and then afterwards we can have a pre-dinner.
Charlie! Charlie.
I don't speak to strangers.
Sorry.
You should be sorry, backstabber, bird dog.
We'll talk later.
Would you mind? My daughter is getting married up there.
He's so rude.
Charlie, there's a wedding going on. Please, just be quiet.
No, I won't be quiet, Harry. What's going on here is just not right.
May not be right, but she's 4 months pregnant. Give me a break.
I hope you know you made a perfect fool of yourself.
At least I'm not a sinner, Harry. Don't you ever read the Bible? Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife.
She's not your wife, and it's covet, not cover.
Well, thank you, Verbal Roberts.
It's Oral Roberts. And for your information, I came here today to say goodbye to Rebecca.
You did?
Yeah, she's a terrific lady, but I don't want to hurt you.
Wait, I don't get it. You're giving up Rebecca because of me?
Well, basically, yes.
Wow.
Look, Charlie, even though you are a mooch, a pain in the neck, and have single-handedly lowered the property values of the entire neighborhood... You're still my friend.
Oh, Harry, that's the most beautiful thing one man can say to another. Without it being weird.
Charlie, you're crying.
Yeah. I got a splinter in my butt.
Empty Nest on NBC.